morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of ISU Extension with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about what we may be seeing in the field this time of year. If you're a farmer who's been out and about in the fields, or if you're just driving by on the highway wondering why some of the crops may look a little different than the others, we're going to talk about nematodes in corn and soybeans today. Plant parasitic nematodes are microscopic worms that live in the soil and feed on the roots of plants, including corn and soybeans. More than 70% of Iowa's fields are infested with damaging soybean cyst nematodes, and almost every field in the state harbors one or more species that feeds on corn. Most nematodes are not damaging to corn unless their numbers begin to get to high levels, but this is the time of year when the seasonal damage starts to become obvious if there are nematode problems on either corn or soybeans. Most nematodes that feed on corn are present in low population densities at the beginning of the season, but their numbers increase over a many-week period to the point where they can be damaging. Symptoms of damage from nematodes may include stunted growth or leaves yellowing, and the symptoms will usually begin to appear right about now in July and August. If you're out in the field and want to scout, when your corn gets to the V6 growth stage, or right about now, is usually a good time to start to collect soil and root samples to assess whether or not you have a population density of nematodes that's going to be a problem. Now, don't go randomly digging around, because it's very unlikely that a healthy-looking corn crop would be growing in soils that have damaging levels of nematodes. So indiscriminate sampling in your fields is not advised, but if you have some corn that's not looking so great or has some of the symptoms that we mentioned, such as the stunted growth or yellowing leaves, it might be worth your time to collect samples and test for the nematodes. In order to do this, you want to collect 10 to 20 soil cores from around the root zone of the plant, go about 12 inches deep. And you also want to collect about 5 to 10 root masses from plants in the V6 stage. Now, the top of the plants can be taken off and discarded, and you can take away most of the soil in the roots as well. Anytime you want to do this testing, you can either send to private laboratories or most land-grant universities, including Iowa State University Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic. You just want to ask for a complete nematode count, and they'll give you a profile of any insects or nematodes that may be causing a problem in your corn crop. Now, if you do have high nematode levels, there's no real tactic you can take to prevent yield loss this year, but your management strategies may pay forward into next year if you can do some sort of soil-applied nematicide or a seed treatment if you know that you have this problem for future years. Now, when we start talking about soybean nematodes, we primarily are talking about the soybean cyst nematode. This is a seriously yield-limiting pest of soybeans and has been around in Iowa and throughout the Midwest since the late 1980s. Soybean yields can be reduced by 30% or more without obvious symptoms appearing, and yield losses of 5 to 10 bushels per acre can occur even in years with excessive rainfall, although soybean cyst nematodes are usually more active in dry years or years when the soil moisture really tapers off in the second half of the growing season. Also, dormant eggs from soybean cyst nematodes can survive for almost a decade in soil, so fields are pretty much vulnerable every year from a soybean cyst nematode loss, depending on how the moisture level goes. When you do start to see above-ground symptoms of damage from these nematodes, soybeans will be stunted and yellow, and the rows will not close together quite as quickly. The symptoms can be severe and usually start to appear in mid to late July, and again, occur more frequently when soil moisture is declining in the second half of the growing season. You can check fields for the presence of soybean cyst nematodes by looking for white females when you dig up the roots this time of year. You can only do this during the growing season, and only once the females from the first generation will become apparent, which is usually around the V4 to V6 growth stage is the soonest you can find them. So anytime now, mid-July in through August, you can start checking them. Eventually, though, you will see that some of the females will start to turn a little more yellow, tan, and even brown as the age progresses. So when you're checking, you want to make sure that you are checking roots not by pulling from the soil because the roots will snap off, but you make sure you dig the roots with a shovel and then carefully remove soil from around the roots to check for the presence of these females. So if you have any questions about the crops as you're driving by or as you're driving through your fields, be sure and give us a call at the Iowa State University Extension Office, 712-243-1132, or visit us online as well for help with all your crop or gardening needs. This has been Kate Olson with the Extension Report.